This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Are we doing this thing? Because it's... I guess it's a survey of like... dangerous men behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys answer the survey? Did they reach out?
No, they did. Like, and I'm going to just tell you this. Danger is my middle name. It might be Darren. It's close enough. It's adjacent to danger. They're all driving related.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I'm the best driver in this room.
Oh, I'll give you it. I won't compete.
Yeah, but are you, what car are you in?
Any car.
Your self-driving one?
Because
then
car.
How we can't
any
compete
car.
With that. I don't have sensors
any
and
car.
Stuff.
Give me any car.
I would still give it to you, though.
Yeah, because couple times I've driven adjacent to you, you're like, how are you alive?
I don't know.
Did you take driving lessons or anything?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
He got his license at 14?
Yeah, my permit at 14.
But you drive scared, kind of. You seem scared.
Because I've wrecked a lot of cars. I've gotten a lot of accidents and stuff.
It's
and
almost
I just
worse to drive scared, though.
It's way worse. You need to, how do we get you over it? Do you want to reenact my childhood? And like,
what?
Like, I'll teach you how to drive the way I learned to drive.
How is that?
With an angry smoker flicking cigarette butts my face while I'm driving. And then on frozen ponds.
That's what I need. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because trust me, you want me behind the wheel if we're in a snowstorm. Nothing scares me.
But why on frozen ponds?
Because then you can just get the car completely out of control and figure out how to get it back.
There is something to it to know how to lose control and still have
for sure,
control.
Oh, for sure, because everyone not auto corrects.
Over,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I hate the snow. The snow and the ice is my...
Buddy, let me... Maybe we can get our friends at State Patrol to take us up to Georgetown. Because they do it on that lake right there. And they just like, they're spinning out. Right off of I-70, if you're
that
going...
That sounds so scary to be
so
driving
fun.
On a frozen lake.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like up in the mountains, it's frozen. I was doing it in Longmont at McCall Lake, where the middle is darker, and my dad was like, don't go over there. And I'm like, why? He's like, because it's not frozen. I'm like, well,
oh my gosh.
Maybe we shouldn't be...
swimming lesson.
Maybe we shouldn't be here. But like, yeah. I mean,
that's
I'm telling
crazy
you,
to
I
me.
Know this sounds braggadocious, but I will put my driving skill... like. When it comes to that, but it's
yeah, you're definitely better
really
than me.
I need
help because especially the ice, the snow, it just makes me. That's when I've wrecked several cars. I've just slid off the highway. I've been in some pretty bad wrecks.
Anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time is probably about to text in because I did drive my truck off an overpass in the snow as recently as like what 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I remember that even. But I thought you kind of had it under control. I thought you meant to do it or something.
I had to drive it off. I had no choice. So I was driving far too fast for conditions. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of cars were stopped. So I kind of went off to the side, but there were cars parked on the side. And then it was just like, I was either going to slam into one group of cars, slam into another group of cars, or hit a guardrail. because there's no stopping. I was going too fast to stop. So it was like, which thing am I going to hit? And I was like, I'll take my chances with the trees.
Wow. I mean, I just
launched it off the...
I hate that so much. Oh, I hate.
All right. So who's asking the dangerous questions? Aaron, you got this? You want to ask us if we're dangerous?
Yeah. Have you guys within the past 6 months exceeded the speed limit?
Yeah. Not intentionally, though. And not by more than 10.
Oh.
I could say. Honestly, I could say that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Colorado drivers hate you. Like, the speed limit is a suggestion.
Let's get Highway Patrol in here.
I've taken defensive driving because I've lost my license. I'm not making a great case.
No, bud. Oh, gosh.
I lost my license when I was a courier because you're just driving.
Your job was driving?
Well, you had to drive fast. You had to get stuff places fast. Mm. And so I just drove fast everywhere, and it caught up to me. Eventually, the police caught up to me. When you take defensive driving, it's taught by like a state trooper, and they're like, we'll give you 7.
Okay. So I'm a little dangerous. I'm hitting 10.
If they're giving you 7.
I'm over.
If they give you 7, then take 15.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No. Let's have a good relationship.
I've gotten a ticket for like 12 over.
12? That's fine. Good for you.
They didn't catch my other times where right. I was doing a lot more over.
Yeah, there was once I was coming up from Boulder to Longmont, and he pulled me over, and he was like, do you know how fast you were going? And I'm like, depends on when you saw me.
Yeah.
Because there was a point where the speedometer would not go any higher.
Mm.
There's a patch of there's a patch of road where there's signs that say, like, I don't know, not controlled, traffic by air or something.
Oh, yeah,
and it's just
that.
Like... Try me.
You're gonna have to land, baby. No, they alert.
You guys are
ahead.
Insane.
Yeah, no, we're dangerous.
Monitored by air, or whatever.
Yeah, monitored by air.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone in the room is dangerous.
I want to get home safe.
In the past 6 months, have you eaten while driving?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I don't eat my car.
I don't either.
I swore to God when I bought the new Tesla, I wasn't gonna do it, and I lasted like.
Went straight to a drive-thru.
No, I lasted like a month.
I almost made it home.
I made it like a month. But there's just, like, I live 30 miles from here.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you're just like, ugh. Or you stalk down 225 and you've got Poke Works sitting in the seat next to you and you're like.
I'm not going to open a bowl and use a fork.
I use chopsticks or my hands.
No, while driving? No. No. All right. What about used a phone while driving?
No, I don't.
What?
No, because I plug it in.
Oh, my God.
I have the CarPlay. So I plug it in. I do it there. I could do the voice. So I use a phone, through the voice, but I don't like hold it in my hand.
As you know, like I've caught up on full seasons of The Office while eating Poke Works in my car.
All right. What about read while driving?
What about Reed? Slacker?
I will tell you. Okay. That's funny. I've seen people do it. When I was a courier, there was a girl who was a fellow courier, and I'd pull up next to her in her Subaru, and she would have her hands at 10 and 2 holding a book.
What?
That's wild.
That is wild. I agree.
That's
worse than phone.
That's where I learned to do the phone. So I hold my hands at 10 and 2 and like, and it's just got The Office on it. No?
Terrible.
Reading is worse, though, because you have to focus. Like, if you're just watching Michael Scott, like, trip over stuff, it's not the same.
I think because you can hear it and stuff. I agree. Reading seems way more insane.
Way worse. So far, I'm every single thing. Do you have any more?
Driven without a seatbelt fastened.
Yes.
No. Around the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Neighborhoods are the worst because that's where like all the accidents happen.
Yeah, but you're just gonna hit somebody else. You're not gonna hit me. You're not going fast enough to get launched from the
car. You don't
know
that.
Yeah, like
people speed.
No.
Yeah, Mr. 100 over
okay,
there.
I'm just
you never
saying,
know who's reading the New York Times driving.
My mailbox is like 5 houses from my house. So I gotta buckle back up for 5 houses.
Then walk.
No, I'm saying on my way home. I don't get in the car.
That's exactly what I do. It's on the way home,
I stop and check the mail, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, I get back in the car. I'm holding because
you're holding the mail and reading it while checking your text messages, and you don't have your seatbelt fastened, and you're also trying to open the garage
and going 15 over.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.